We are learning Masechtas Nazir Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, and we are starting six lines from the top by the two dots. It says in the Mishnah, Hareini Kezeh. If someone says Hareini Kezeh, that is a Nazir. That's the halacha, is that's a Nazir. And Tosafot already spoke out that if it's a Nazir Ovel Lefanov, so what's the Chiddush? Chiddush is that if he said, that you still have to say Kezeh, Hareini alone will not be enough of a Lashon. Let's see what the Gemara says over here. Hareini Kezeh. Nihinami, fact, the Gemara was help saying Hareini Kezeh. The Gemara thought there was no other Nazir walking in front of you. You just said Hareini Kezeh. Nihinami, the toughest Besairoi. So even if you hold on to your hair, Hareini Kezeh, Loy Omar. When you say Hareini Kezeh, it's like Loy Omar Klum. It means nothing. Even if you hold on to your hair, because we said like that was the last thing on a Hey Na'ah, there's a little hefsek in the Mishnah with Kenuyah, but on a Hey No, we said the toughest Besairoi. Here it doesn't help. Because here, Hareini, like I'm holding up here, I'm like my hair. What is it? What shaychus? Omar Shmuel, Kegoyin Shayinaza over Lefanov. The case of our Mishnah that says Hareini Kezeh is talking about a case where the Nazir was walking in front of you, and that's why it works. But if we add a Nazir walking in front of you, even toughest Besairoi will not work. Only if you say Hareini Kezeh and the Nazir is walking in front of you. Now the truth is, if you say Hareini Kezeh and the Nazir is walking in front of you, it's not even a Chiddush. That's what Tosfos asked in Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And Tosfos said that the Chiddush is that if you say Hareini, it's not enough. Even though by a Hey with a Nazir Ovel Lefanov works, Hareini does not work. Hareini is a worse Lashon than Aha. That's what Tosfos speaks out. The Tvei, I'll read Lashon Tosfos in Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Tvei Mashma Hey. A hey is more mashma, it's a better lashon than that. That means she nazir more than kezeh, more than kezeh. That's more than that. So, minhareini. Sorry, the tvei mashma ha that means nazir more than minhareini. Kiloi siyim kezeh, because when you're not messiah kezeh, that means hareini alone is not as good as a hey. A hey alone when a nazir front of works. Hareini alone does not work. You have to say hareini kezeh. A little problem with the Geras of Tosfos, that's why I wrote the Kezeh. But the Hareini alone is not enough, you need Kezeh. Zok the Gemaravite. It said in the next case of the Mishnah, Hareini Mesalsal. If I say Hareini Mesalsal, look as you are a Nazir. Break the Mark, Hasha, Mamaida, Dein, Selsal, Saro. How do you know it means that means to play? Salsal means like to twirl around your hair. So Hareini Mesalsal means I'm going to twirl around my hair, which means it may grow my hair long. So how do you know it means Saro? So Gemara answers, "Could the Amalei he amsa the Bei Rebbe? One time, the maidservant of the Rebbe told the Hu Gavra, Ad Masai, he saw he was in the middle of Shir playing with his hair, and he told him, Ad Masai at the Masal Basarcha, how much longer are you going to be twisting your hair, playing around with the hair? So you see, Elosha Masalsal regarding hair. And that's why when someone says, Arena Masalsal, he means to say, I'm going to grow my hair long, which means to be a Nazir. Freit the Gemara, Eimer Torah, maybe he's learning Torah, the Chsiv, it says about the Torah, Salsal of Asari Mecha. You Mahapech b'tayra, Masalsal means like Mahapech, the twist around. You harva in Tayra, it will pick you up. Usrei Mecca. That's what the Pasuk says. It's a Pasuk in Mishlei. Saslav Usrei Mecca. Techabetcha kisecham kena. It says in the Pasuk, if you learn Tayra, it will pick you up. So maybe here it means, Arena Masalsal means, I'm going to learn Tayra. I'm going to learn well. Amar Shmuel, you're right. It could mean either one. Amar Shmuel, Kanamish Yitvais Besairi, holding on to your hair. So we know this Masalsal means the hair. And once it means that, then it's a complete Lashon of Naziris. Because Hareini Mesalsal has the mashmoyis that I'm going to grow my hair long.
He's also learning at the time.
What?
He's also learning at the time.
Who's there? He's learning at the time.
It was
the Amsterdam. Oh, I threw that in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, the first one's not. There was Rebbe said, I'm Mesalsal Besaracha, but you're here. She said, she spoke out clearly. Until when are you going to play around with your hair? See, Losh Mesalsal by here. The Kashmir was here, he didn't say Mesalsal Besaracha. Here he said, Hareini Mesalsal. That's what he said by Naziris. Hareini Mesalsal. And the question was, who said it may means to learn Torah? I'm going to learn Torah. And that did learn Torah. And for the Gemara, no, he's toughest Besaira, therefore, we know it means regarding the Ziris. The Mishnah said further, Hareini Mechalkel. Hareini Mechalkel. So Mechalkel also means a Lashon that of Gidul Sar, I'm going to grow my hair. Memaida then Kilkel Saru. Who said Kilkel is a Lashon of growing hair? So Gemara says, Kedatan, it's like a Mishnah Mesech L'Shabbos. It says, how much carrying Sid? Sid is a type of plaster or type of makeup they use to remove hair. Ladies used it to remove hair. So it says, how much sid do you carry is a shear of haitzah. Haitzah is only chayim on Shabbos if you took out a shear. What's enough? What's a shear of sid that you chayim on Shabbos? Rabbi Yehuda Emek, they lost the kilkel. Enough to put sid on the kilkel. What's a kilkel? It's the hair on the side, on the temples, on the side of the head. So You see, kilkel is a lashon of a growth of hair, a place of growth of hair. So when you say reina mechalka, means I'm going to grow my hair, and therefore it means nazirus. Frank the Gemara, maybe mechalka means like mechalka chayim. I'm going to sustain aniyim. Eima mazin aniyim. The chesiv echalka Yosef is aviv es achav. It says there that Yosef supported his father and brothers with food in Bashas when there was a hunger in Mitzrayim, and they came down to Mitzrayim. He supported them. He was mechalka them. The state in pasuk at the end of Parashas Vayechi, echalka Yosef es aviv es achav es kol beis aviv lechachem fi hataf. And it's in the parashas of Yigash, I think. Al kaponim, there it says clearly that chilk is lashon mazon ani. So here also, maybe arein mechalka means I'm going to support the aniyim. Or mashmul hachinamu shtofes b'sayra. You held on to your hair. So again, we know which direction you're going. By mesalsel you held on to your hair. By mechalka you held on to your hair. So we know even though it has two different mashmayisin, but once you hold on to your hair, it's a full complete lashon on the zirus, and therefore it's chal on the zirus. Said further in the Mishnah, Harei la shaleach pera, harei zanazir. If I'm going to mishaleach, I'm going to grow my pera, my hair, harei zanazir. Then it is a nazir. Freite Gemara, how do you know shaluach means ribuya? How do you know shaluach means to grow? Why didn't shaluach ribuya? What's the right? It says in the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, shalachayich pardes remoinim. And like the Rosh teaches, gidula gducha noam ke pardes remoinim. Your children will be nice, will be yafo, will be na'im, will be beautiful, like a paradise of remoinim and pomegranates. So you see, shalachayich means your offspring, means your things that grow from you. So therefore, shalach para means to grow my hair, so we know it means a nazirus. Freite Gemara, maybe shaluach means, maybe shaluach means something that passes over, and maybe means to cut my hair. Where do you see shaluach means to remove the kirchse, v'shaleach mayim p'nei chutzos. I send the water up p'nei chutzos. It means it goes over the chutzos. So here also means I'm going to remove my hair. So Gemara answers, Tana pera pera yolev. The Tana learns out pera pera. Exactly what that means, the Tosfos and the Rosh. But what it means is, we're going to show that the word shaleach pera means to grow the hair. Because Tana pera pera yol, ksiv hacha kodosh yeh gadol pera. It says a pasuk by Nazir that you should be kodosh and you should grow your hair. Ksiv hasam gavi kayin hedid. It says that gavi kayin hedid. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel, I think, that it says there, You should not grow your hair too long. That says in the pasuk. So we see that lo yishalechu means you shouldn't grow your hair, because you learn out that you shouldn't do a para like by Naziris. Naziris is para 30 days. Here is lo yishalechu. You should not grow your hair that long. So here, when you say arei lo yishalech para, means I'm going to grow my hair like that. Lo yishalech para means what the kohen gadol should not do, which means I'm going to grow it for 30 days. That's what we learn. Now, the Chagas Rosh and Taisa just says, what does it mean tana para para yov? Taisa says it's going on the tana somewhere else that learns that para para. And from there we see that para lo yishalech means that you shouldn't grow your hair. You shouldn't grow your hair. And therefore, shaluach para means to grow your hair. The Rosh learns that our Tana learns that from Yena Pera that it means to grow the hair. But it's just only nafgamina. Now the Tosfos speaks out that if you just say Harei Alai Pera without the word Shiluach, it would not mean anything, because Pera is lashon of Gilui, or like a Par Rosh Isha. That would sound like I want to uncover my hair. You have to have the word Harei Alai Shalai, you have to have this word Shaleach Pera, which means I'm going to grow my hair, in order that it should be a lashon Aziris. The Gemara's Kasha just was that Shaleach, who said it means growing? Maybe it means to remove. From this pasuk of para lo yishalechu, we learn para para that it means that you should grow your hair. V'boyi seima ha'yishlech mayim nami ribuhu. Can we talk about Rav Yosef? The kan mashkin le'maya le'peira rabbi. V'shalech mayim al pnei chutzos means that the water will cause it to grow and cause peiros to grow. So shalech there also is a lashon of ribuhu. Tosfos talks about that they find a lot of places shaluach definitely does not mean growing; it means to send shaleach to shalach by shaluach hakan and v'yishayach malachim. They find shaluach doesn't have to mean that. Tosfos says that we're looking for a place that we know for sure it means to grow, and once you have that these two psukim mean that, so then we have a makom to taich shaluach means to grow. That's how Tosfos explains what the drasha of shiluach is.